want to experience the room? My name is Wendy Parker, and I'm extending an invitation to you, dear friend, to open the door to my podcast. So come inside where it's warm, take off your coat, get comfortable, and together we will discover the spacious room. Hey there, and welcome to this week's podcast episode, Wounded and on the Run. Did you know that North American bull elks have an amazing ability to cover many miles of rugged terrain when they're wounded? Hunters use this to their advantage and track an elk they've wounded by blood trailing them. And as the hunter follows the wounded elk, which is the blood trail, they can tell where the bullet or the arrow they've fired has penetrated the animal. And whether it's near the lung or heart, this knowledge helps the hunter determine how he's going to track down the elk. So the purpose of this blood trailing is all about the chase, and hunters are prepared to go to a lot of effort to track a wounded elk, shoot it, and carry the prize home with them. And throughout studying this wounded elk and the blood trailing and how a hunter tracks these majestic animals, I realised, like the elk, I had been wounded by a hunter and I had run. And covering many miles of terrain from the highest mountain peaks right down to the deepest, darkest valleys, I had run for many, many miles. And the hunter, whose name is Satan, has tracked me for almost 30 years. And as my wounds bled out, leaving a blood trail of brokenness behind me, Satan lined up his scope and kept loading his weapon of choice. Now, I'm not into hunting, so I've had to learn a lot about this blood trailing. But most hunters, they leave empty-handed because they've got nothing to show for their efforts. However, Satan, the hunter, is relentless in his pursuit of you. So, why does Satan go to all this effort to keep us running away from God? Why does he enjoy this chase so much? Because here's a revelation for you, dear friend. You are a prize worth having. And the hunter has worked very, very hard to make sure that those wounds from every betrayal, every offence and every disappointment you've ever experienced over your life are never going to heal. Believe me, some of the shots the enemy fired at me over those 30 years came very close to becoming fatal. And I'm sure you've had a few close calls of your own too with the hunter. However, Satan knows better than to finish the chase quickly and take you out of the game. Better to have you wounded and on the run, making the hunt more exciting and thrilling as he draws ever close to what he's wanted all along. And that is to finish you off, my friend, and mount your head upon his already heavily decorated trophy wall. So Satan isn't shy in using people to wound you. He even uses Christians. I know, that's a bit of a shock, but he does. And in fact, most of my wounding came from inside the church and not outside of it. And it's been a really long process for those wounds to finally turn into scars. Because your scars should not be hidden. Scars are good. They let people know you've been through something and come out the other side of it. So let me give you some advice. If you want those wounds of yours to be healed and turned into scars, you need to let Jesus look at them. I have to admit, I was ashamed and fearful at first to let Jesus take a look at my wounds. However, this is what the hunter wants. He's just meters away, firing the fatal shot, and your reluctance by not letting Jesus take a look at those wounds is giving the hunter a chance, a really good chance, to line up his scope and pull the trigger once again. You're not the first person to hide behind the wounds that the hunter's inflicted upon you. Genesis 3 verses 9 and 10 is about God calling out to Adam and asking where he is, and Adam's reply was, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and hid myself." Adam and Eve suddenly felt naked after their encounter with the serpent and were now scared of God's reaction, so they hid among the trees. And listen to me. God isn't going to scold you, dear friend. He just wants to take a look at your wounds so he can help you. So you need to stop hiding behind the trees and come out and let God help you. I think we forget that Jesus was wounded long before we felt the sting of rejection, betrayal, or disappointment in our lives. It says in Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5, "Yet it was our suffering he carried, our pain and distress, our sick to the soulness. We just figured that God had rejected him, that God was the reason he hurt so badly. But he was hurt because of us. He suffered so. Our wrongdoing wounded and crushed him. He endured the breaking that made us whole. Our wrongdoing wounded and crushed him. He endured the breaking that made us whole." I need to say that twice so you get it. "And the injuries he suffered became our healing." So, did you catch that? Jesus endured the breaking so we could become whole. That's three times I've said it now. It's going to get into your spirit. And through his suffering, humiliation and crushing, we become whole again. But you have to be willing to let him look at your wounds so he can heal you. And I know it already sounds too painful, the process to go through, but you can't keep running. The hunter of your soul is not far behind you and he's already reloading his weapon. Jesus is wanting to set you free from that running. He leaves the 99 to look for the one. And the Father is standing by the gate, scanning that horizon, looking and waiting for the prodigal to return home again. And he wants to dress your wounds and he wants to make you whole again. But you have to let him look at your wounds first. And you have to stop running long enough so Jesus can touch your heart. And I'll see you next week. Thank you for joining me today in the spacious room. I invite you to join me in my other rooms, my website, www.thebigvoiceonline.com, and my Big Voice YouTube channel. See you in the room next time.